Tony, what's your thoughts? Two apiece, hard fought, another point in the bag. Tell us your thoughts and how you feel about it.
Well, Leicester, they're a wonderful team. You know, they're pretty old-fashioned in lots of respects. They play through the pitch quickly. You know, they don't hang around with the ball. They get it wide. They get balls in the box. They get people in the box. And you have to defend well, and you have to defend doggedly against them. And I think every Leicester City supporter should be really, really proud of their team. Now we've played this game, I hope that they win the league. You know, I don't think until, you know, as far back as Nottingham Forest, when Forest got promoted with Cleffey from the second division to the first division, then it wasn't the Premier League, there's been a team that has come from nowhere to actually win the title. And it's even, if they do it, it's an even greater achievement than Forest, because the financial divide between the teams that have and the teams who haven't is enormous now. So they've got my back in, and I, you know, I hope, and I think most of football will hope that you know, they're able to achieve what would be an absolutely remarkable, remarkable success story.
Nice words for the opposition, but for your own point of view, you're still targeting 40 points, but you're 12 clear of the bottom three now. Are you starting to accept that perhaps it is almost?
No, let's get the 40 points, and right, then let's see where we are. I think it's important that you do that. You should never take your eyes. You know, it's been a strange league this year, and you have a look at the teams or below us, and have a look at the, you know, the Villas, the Sunderlands, the, you know, the Newcastles, enormous football clubs. So you know, we understand that we have to keep focused, keep together, work as hard as what we've done today, and hopefully get those points as quickly as possible, because you can't take anything for granted in this league.
Tony, you said Leicester should be proud, but your side's contributed to a brilliant, breathless game of Premier League football there. You should be really proud of your own team.
No, I want to give Leicester credit, because it's the only chance I'll get to give them credit. Our players, you know, like I say, I've spoken to our players afterwards. I thought their effort, commitment, and, you know, the fact that we looked dangerous all the time when we broke, is credit to them. And they defended, our lads defended heroically at times.
Was tonight a mark of Salomon Rondon's improvement since he's arrived at the club? Because back in
August, he's done well. He's just, the thing is with Solomon is that he's not used to playing so many games, and so many games that are competitive. And you know, he usually has 4 or 5 weeks off for Christmas, so this is all new for him. It's all different. And you know, we're hoping and praying that he continues his form now until the end of the season. He has a nice break and he comes back, and you know, he's a player that will do better, I'm sure, next year.
Well, back in August, he might have struggled with that chance up against Robert Huth, mightn't he?
I can't wait to see Huthy. Just get him bashed out of the way. That's never happened. I've never seen that happen to Huthy. So I can't wait to see him.
Any news on Bruntsea today?
No, won't know until tomorrow.